This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Here to mess with your mind or expand it. Hopefully both of those things, as we discuss the issues of the day, things that matter to most people, issues, the idea of a doctor dressing up as a unicorn. How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Use your imagination. Jay Kirshner and I will do the same. This is a story from the St. Jude Children's Hospital, where patients mark the end of chemo with a special No More Chemo party that's hosted by doctors and people that are on the staff there at the hospital. At a celebration that took place there recently, a doctor went the extra mile to make one of the young patients there smile. You see the ads on TV all the time, and you wonder, my heavens, how do these youngsters survive and have kind of the upbeat attitude that they do?
Yes, yeah.
Right? Yeah, anyway, so this doctor surprised his patient by donning a pink unicorn suit for her special day, the end of chemotherapy. The moment was captured on a video that's been shared on social media. So if you look at the clip, you see the doctor entering the room wearing the inflatable pink outfit, the unicorn outfit, and he gave out he gave her a where he was wearing a tutu, right?
No, and she was in the tutu. He was.
Oh, she was wearing the tutu.
Yeah, he was in the pink.
He was in the pink
suit.
Thing.
She
right,
was
okay.
In a festive tutu. And yeah. I mean, they go all out for the celebration. That comes complete with a song.
Sweet.
That ends with basically like, pack up your bags, get out the door. You don't get chemo anymore. And it's
back
just,
up
it's,
your
it's
bags.
Awesome, because these kids are fighting for their lives, and the parents or the guardians, the families who are they're supporting them. And then when
can't
they
imagine
they leave because they're cancer free.
You're a mother of a two-year-old, and I look at my newborn grandson, whose one-year birthday we'll celebrate next month, and I think, my God, we have so much to be thankful for. Yeah, maybe the kid gets sniffles here and there, and maybe there's a little, but they're basically healthy. Mm-hmm. And then you look at these youngsters, they're 2, 3, 4 years old, who you think just don't have a chance. And there are all kinds of things that go through your head, like why? Why would an innocent young child, if there's really a God, why is there this suffering with these poor, innocent little things?
Well, and it's something that we've said many times over, that no parent should ever have to bury their child.
No.
And you think about these young children, some even under the age of two, who are fighting for their lives and doing things that we as adults couldn't even imagine going through.
Yeah. All right, let's spend a minute talking about the economy. That's one of the big stories this week, this year. It's always a big story because we all have financial concerns, worries, woes, whatever it is. But you hear me frequently talking about what the opportunities are in the world. And when I hear these people who are the big taxers, the big government spenders, and they talk about they're going to go get the people who have money. We got to get those people. They got to pay their fair share because that's what they think they need to do, because it makes for a good political statement. But in fact, when you think about the wealth gap that's always in the news, and it's always politicians talking about we have to redistribute things because everybody should be treated the same. No. Sorry, that's not a sale to somebody like me who has had my own business. I've had businesses, I've run businesses, not just in the radio world, but other worlds through the entire course of my life. I made a choice. Everybody is different. And one of the things we have to do, by the way, Jay, is get to Maria Trilogy back on, because time for another instructional lesson in astrology as the stars change. Yeah. So that's part of what makes you who you are. But I think everybody's different, and we ought to all recognize, embrace, and be thankful that we are not all the same. But for those who are on the bottom end of the spectrum of the wealth gap, and then there are those who are on the top. There are a number of things to unpack. Let me see if I can do it in a couple of minutes. Somebody sent me this information, and it gave me cause to think about what is way too frequently a part of, especially, it seems, the last couple of years, this business of the separation of the rich. There are more people that are richer and more people that are poorer, and not many people in between. Making money, I have found, is not easy. It requires self-discipline, hard work, taking risks, and not everybody is interested in doing that. I get it. It's easier today, for sure, to chase short-term pleasure and to have a good time rather than to work hard. I think about what would happen if we all could see, if we had a hidden camera someplace, right? And you watched what some people do from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, how they spend their hours, how they spend their years, how they get where they are or not. And so people say, well, I don't have a chance for a good education. I can give you a dozen people who didn't even get out of high school, who became successful because that's what they wanted to do. They determined it for themselves, and they went for it. So the going to college thing, good idea, and does help people. It did very, not the education part of it, the socializing, because I wasn't very social when I was 18 years old and went to college. I didn't have many friends. And I made some great friends, lifelong friends, when I was in school. That was how I benefited. My son went to college, took him 6 years. He wasted most of those 6 years. He educated himself in a way that is laudable. I celebrate that as I celebrate his birthday with him today. But he wasn't somebody that needed to go to college. There are some people who need to for whatever the reason. And sometimes when you have a degree, depending on what school you go to, that helps you get further.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily the rule for everybody. Why do people live hand to mouth? Why do they live paycheck to paycheck? Some people don't have, they're there, they're stuck. And it most often is not because they want to be there. It's because that's kind of their lot in life. But then there are those who have the same complaints. They don't do anything to improve their economic condition. And so they get onto drugs and stuff. And maybe this sounds like, okay, there's an old white guy and he's telling the story that he doesn't get a clue. You know what really made me think about this with the Matthew Perry thing, where he almost died because he was so addicted to drugs,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't choose. He mixed them with alcohol. He didn't choose. Now, here's a guy that doesn't have to ever work again. He makes millions of dollars every year just because the reruns of Friends are played so much. He doesn't have to do anything. So he chose to not do anything and kind of got stuck in a bottle and on pills, and it nearly killed him. So there's a choice there. We have a choice. There are all kinds of choices you can make. I remember the first time I ever talked to a billionaire. I was in awe. My God, this guy is worth $1 billion. Not somebody that you know. Just somebody that is local here in the insurance business, and he's made $1 billion. And yet he's no different than I am, than you are. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. Is he enjoying the fruits of his labor? Yeah, even a little bit. He's a little showy. He's a little gaudy.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to drive, you know. Okay, so, but that's his choice.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he should be castrated because he made something of himself. And you know what? He's got 500 people working for him that would have to be either working somewhere else or not working at all. And this is what drives me crazy when I listen to all these people talk about it. And I oftentimes just mention it in passing about the attacks on the wealthy. They have money. Oh, that's bad. If it wasn't for the people that have money, there'd be no jobs, there'd be no companies, because that's how you make money for the most part. You start a business or you create something. And look at Shark Tank. My God, this is probably the best example of any of this stuff. And I was talking, there's a fellow in Framingham who has a business who was speaking to our business group the other night who was on Shark Tank. And he told, it's a fabulous story about what really goes on. What you see on TV, which most of the time is the way it is, has nothing to do with the reality of what goes on Shark Tank.
Oh, that makes
for example.
Sense.
Yeah. I mean, he went in, he was in Los Angeles. They tape a whole bunch of them, like they, all of them get together 5 times a year, and they tape 5 or 6 shows over a couple of days. Because each show, the ingredients, they have 4 people that are on the program that present each time. And each of those segments that are 12 minutes long actually take about 1.5 hours to do. So the sharks have been sitting there. They watch and talk to these people over 1.5 hours, and then they edit the best pieces in order to make it an entertaining program, which it really is. But the point I'm making here when it comes down to money is that most of them have stories that they tell that start from basically nothing. So if they can do it, and they come from all stars and stripes, you know, if you watch the show, there are older people, younger people, women, men, people of color, all kinds of people that make it. Sometimes they don't get shark offers, but they still, you can tell by their energy that they have, they're going to make it. And so when I think about that as the best example, and I'm not trying to be Preacher Doug here, but I just I think that it isn't bad to have money. It's good to have money. It's good for the person who has it, and it's eventually good for the people that will benefit from the largesse. Look at what's-his-face has done with Tesla, with the space program. This guy's got 20,000 people working for him, Elon Musk I'm talking about. So let's not talk about these people as if they were dirt, all right? Thinking about what they're doing that's good, better to do that. 18 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gets better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Pro Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Hopefully you're doing well. Jay Kirshner and I are here to celebrate celebrity for a few moments. Social media, trending items, Doug's Dirt, call it whatever you want. Zac Efron is front and center in this department, Jay, today. He has a new, actually, this is the second season of Down to Earth with Zac Efron, right?
Yeah.
It follows him and a wellness expert named Darren Olean as they travel around Australia and learn about sustainable living practices. Along the way, they've explored a lot of local food and culture and things. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen this, but it sounds very interesting. And
and
the new season is coming up next month. This is a Netflix show, and it is really cool because he takes like a deep dive into Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Australia is a fan. I've not been to Australia. I had some relatives who were there. My sisters have gone, but I haven't. And it just probably because I haven't had the time or taken the time. It's a long ride. It's about 18 hours to get to Melbourne or Sydney from Los Angeles. And that's just something that, you know, I've done crazy stuff like take a long trip. I've gone to Los Angeles for a day. I've gone to England for an overnight, you know, that kind of stuff. But you don't do that after you take an 18-hour plane ride.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know what it's like.
The amount of time you're actually in the air.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, this is, they're looking at innovators, Australian innovators. There's a lot of, the living in Australia, most of Australia is barren. Most of it is desert. Most of it, the Aborigines, the natives live in the parts of Australia that nobody else will live in. They've been there for God knows how long. And so I think there's a lot of that here. So this is neat. They've visited some other countries as well.
In the first season,
to understand, how it's important to he's big on sustainability and what countries are doing or maybe what opportunities there are to do that, because there are a lot of those opportunities all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, good. It's interesting. Jess Wade, written 1,750 Wikipedia pages for overlooked women. She's a physicist. She is a prolific Wikipedia author. Did you ever wonder where the stuff comes from? I've got a Wikipedia page. I haven't the slightest idea how it got there. Do you know how they get there?
It's user-generated, and different people do it. And then they do have people who work on Wikipedia. I believe it's kind of like a nonprofit, and they run by donations. And they will do the research to make sure things are real.
Are accurate. Yeah. So this woman has done it. She's taken it upon herself to write over 1,750 biographies of women and minority scientists, because she thinks they deserve credit, and they do.
Yes, and she says not only are there not enough women in science, but we're not doing enough to celebrate the ones we do have, and so she wants to make sure that they are noted.
Good for her. That's something. It's a it's a labor of love for her, and we all ought to do more of that, in fact. So thank you, Jess Wade, for making us aware of all these women that previously had been overlooked. Good. 28 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally, so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York attorney John O'Kelly of East Williston, Long Island, has been accused of assaulting law enforcement officers during the U.S. Capitol riot after being arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. As the Democrats are relying on the abortion issue to get through the midterm elections and the report card for Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, Georgia gubernatorial candidate Democrat Stacey Abrams says abortions could solve inflation.
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs.
The National Association of Realtors announced existing home sales fell for an eighth straight month in September, the longest streak of decline in 15 years, as the once booming housing market becomes a bigger drag on the U.S. economy. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
You know what you have in common with the rest of the human race? Have you ever thought, ever thought about how much you have in common rather than all of the things that we think about make us different? What do we have in common? Think about the blood in your veins.
Oxygen.
You are breathing oxygen, correct. We're all together in the universe on this planet.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Yes, we're in the neighborhood. We thought we'd stop by your house and have a conversation. But what's going on? What's happening, as it were? It's 34 after the story the other day about, you know, I was talking earlier about Trump and how he gets beaten up unnecessarily by the news media that thinks they're holier than thou and they're the greatest, yada, yada, yada. But I think the other night, or the other day, we were talking. I saw this, I think, Monday night, and I think I brought it up on Tuesday. The story of Trump overcharging the Secret Service for staying in rooms in his hotels. Right. So where the normal, and I just happened to see the numbers again, thought, okay, if Trump deserves a little bit of a zing, it's probably because the hotels were charging the Secret Service $1,185 a night. For the Secret Service agents that were staying in rooms that were in the Trump hotels. So one wonders whether the president told the staff, I mean, how much does he get involved in this sort of thing? And why would they not just stay at the Motel 6 instead of staying at a Trump hotel?
And unless, it's not like they were staying there on vacation. They were staying there
because
they were on the job. So
yeah, on the job.
It's not like they were paying for it. The Secret Service were not paying for it themselves. That even if they did up front, it would be reimbursable by their job.
Expense accounts. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so what are you waking up to this morning? Are you looking at yourself as a magnificent, powerful human being? Or are you just looking at yourself as a lonely, oh, it's me, and today's another day, what a.
Or an in-between, like,
maybe in-between. Yeah, right. Well, you can become whatever it is that you're thinking. So the better your thoughts, the better your day will be, and the better your life will be. That's what I share with you, because that's kind of the way I look at it. You're the victim, if you will, of your own thoughts, and you're also the winner if you're in a good place. This is a brutally honest recap. A youngster who was doing show and tell in school, recapping his mother's half marathon performance. You see this, Ashley DeSano, who's the mother of two. Everybody's laughing about this because of the video that was shared on her TikTok account. Her son had to do show and tell, and part of what they do apparently in this class is what amounts to weekend news, kind of like the weekend update on SNL, only for the class. And so the gym that was there is the mother involved running a half marathon, and what she did to pee and poop.
But I love that he even gave her kudos for finishing the half marathon. I'm like, she did really good for an old person.
Yeah, right.
She's 42. Come on.
Not an old person at all. Well, I suppose that's old to a kid who's 12 years old or 9 years old.
25-year-olds are old to children.
Yes, they are. Uh-uh. Not... It becomes more precious as you push along a little bit further. I was talking about today being my son's birthday and how I can. I have a picture actually of he and Megan, of him. Excuse me, James, of him and Megan on the wall right in front of me that I look at. That was taken when Megan was about 12, and maybe she was 11, and Brendan was 7 or 8. And I look at that, and then I look at the two of them today. I was talking to both of them on FaceTime last night. And this is, Megan, whose birthday is in December, is when she's celebrating with her brother today, having lunch with him. And we'll have a celebration this weekend when I go out there. It's really amazing to look and think about those two as I look at them as children, and then I look at them as adults. And I don't think a parent ever thinks that they are anything other than their children. They may be whatever their age, but they're still your child. And isn't that a mind blower? I find it to be when I look at the two of them today and the two of them when they are coming along, it just is a mind blower. And all the opportunities that we've had to share things, they love to tease me. You know, we've all done things that each other didn't like according to, depending on who you're believing, whatever the written story may be. But I've done some dumb things. The kids have done dumb things. And, we all realize that we have a fantastic relationship and we teach each other. I've learned a whole heck of a lot from my children and they've learned a whole heck of a lot from me. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
I find that to be.
Yeah. Right. Learn from each other. Anyway, I saw this son, the mother in her half marathon. Good for her. I couldn't do a half marathon. Could you?
No. Right. I would struggle even with a 5K.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's go to Michigan, shall we? Grant, Michigan. High school artist was chosen to paint a mural. And then, He won a contest to brighten up the middle school health center. This is in Grant, Michigan. I think I said that. And so the student got approval to paint images of smiling children, as well as to spread the message of staying healthy. So if you look at the painting, there are three children. There's a boy seen in a light blue, pink and white t-shirt, the colors of the transgender flag. A girl is wearing pink, royal blue and purple, colors of the bisexual flag, and the second girl is in rainbow pride colors. So the superintendent of the public school system was a judge of the contest. And he was asked if he understood the meaning of the colors when the student's design was chosen as the winner.
Well, and
apparently,
it's really a...
he did not. No, I'm just, help yourself. I'm always wanting to, listen,
well, no,
you can jump in any
place. It's a beautiful and colorful mural.
It's interesting.
And
yeah.
There are multiple children, just the three specific that some of the parents had certain issues with.
They had problems with it,
Yeah, and then there's medical personnel and, like, that are in
very clever
characters of a bunny and a pig, and it's really sweet. Now, the thing is that this was the mural that was submitted and was approved. However, once it became time to paint it, the artist did add a couple other things. Yeah, just a few touches. Not what the clothing was, but just a few touches. And some parents deemed it demonic and Satanism and witchcraft and all this stuff. And there were other parents who were coming, you know, stepping up for this artist and saying, no, the person is just all inclusivity for everything. But even the artist said, I will remove the two additional pieces that I added to the mural so that it is.
This is a junior high school youngster too, right?
Yes, a junior high school youngster.
Yeah.
And this artist even said, okay, I will remove the different things. And one of it isn't even, it's not even satanic or anything like that. It's a good luck. It's the palm with the eye on it, which is a symbol of good luck. And then the other is, it kind of looks like a demonic character, but it's from a video game, and it was supposed to be for any of to include
gamers. See, I don't understand much of this stuff. If I had looked at this, I would have kind of, because I don't generally find these things, this type of thing, moving. And even if I studied it and saw all of this stuff, you explained to me what was here, and I thought it was interesting to, you know, I'm looking at the mural, and I still don't know that I get everything that's there, but that's good because it gives you, you know, maybe you go back and look at it, you see each time you look at it, you see something different, take something different away. I got a kick out of Tracy Hargraves, who has two children in this school. She came to the defense of the artist when a lot of other people who supposedly have the same stripes as she once they understood what it was, were really upset about it. She says, quote, I'm a conservative, right-wing, gun-loving American. And I've never seen more bigoted people in my life, referring to the people who don't like what was there once they understood what was there. And so what do you do with a youngster who kind of has this much creativity? Does this spoil the creativity, the zone?
Well, the poor student left the meeting in tears.
Yeah.
She was trying to do something nice and be all-inclusive and heartwarming, and a lot of people took exactly that from this, but then there were the others who didn't.
So why are we paying attention to them? Why don't we pay attention to the people that had something good to say, like Ms. Hargraves? Listen, I'm not somebody who is, in my life, doesn't involve a lot of the stuff that's in this picture, so be it. It doesn't have to. It doesn't make a difference to me what color your skin is, what your sexual orientation is.
Yeah, that's what all
it's just like, live your life and leave me alone. What the hell do these people get out of being this worked up about something? It's just, it's pathetic, actually. I find this, that whole thing,
it is,
pathetic.
And to come at a child in such a way is just
and
horrific.
How do you,
these
what does that do to the rest
better.
Of, exactly.
And
all right, here, speaking
of
noting, somebody who ought to know better, this minister, Reverend Charles Southall, from the First Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Orleans, got caught with his hands literally in the donation plate. So this guy has been cornered, and he admitted this week to fraud to the tune of $900,000. So now that he's been caught, apparently the deacons in the church have been, you know, normally the deacons count the dough, right? At the end of the service, you know, you pass the plate and the money. I don't know whether you do that in your church, mm-hmm. but that was what happened in my church. And so that's when, you know, you have pledges and it's how they pay the minister, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this is one of those big mega churches. This guy's a big phony. And so he's going to serve 10 years in jail because he defrauded his church. At least he confessed to doing that when he was cornered. But in the meantime, what made him think it was okay to steal the 900 grand? This was over a number of years. Not only did he defraud the church, but its housing ministries, that sort of thing. The guy's 64 years old. And he thought, okay, I'm going to plead guilty to this because I don't want to go through any more of the embarrassment. He's a bad guy. I suppose any field, even the ministry, can find bad guys, right? Or opportunity, whatever it is, whatever they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
The donation box was raided and lots of other things. The church had some rental properties. The money that came in was diverted to him. I don't know, he's just a bad guy. So I guess the lesson is...
And it's a bad name for so many other people. And we see
this
a lot.
Right.
Like, we see one bad police officer and all of a sudden all police officers are bad. And that's not the case.
So, no.
Pastors.
Count the money when the tray comes in. That's the lesson here. 48 after.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, a good day health. Doug Stephan here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. I always love to remind you because I think it's so pride. When you find somebody who's really good and really likable, and he happens also to be the doctor that you can rely on, those combinations are not beatable. So if you would like to have the advantage of having access to all of those combinations of good things in terms of the world of medicine, check out Ken at his at the Lake Cardiology Clinic. Also, telemedicine is available. He's a great resource. 352-735-1400 is the number for Dr. Ken's office. The question comes on hospitals more and more, and I wonder if this is happening. You have privileges at a couple of hospitals down in that neck of the woods. Are they closing children's units and in turn opening more beds for adults because there's more money? It boosts profit margins. What's your experience with adult beds versus children's beds in hospitals in your area?
Well, I think they're driven by the need. We have a couple of wonderful children's hospitals in Central Florida, and each of the general hospitals have pediatric sections. And you know, I just think that it's driven by the need. And if there's not enough beds for children, that's a sad thing. But fortunately, in Central Florida, we're blessed with two hospitals devoted to children.
Are you? Really? Okay, well, Children's Hospital, that's the deal. There are a lot of them. All right, here's a question about cancer vaccines. Doctors looking at this new cancer screening. screening and then vaccines. I guess, you know, we think about cancer, we think about chemo and radiation and all that stuff, even though they've reduced chemo to pills with some. Apparently there are some studies that make some of these doctors pretty optimistic about developing a vaccine. Is that practical? Like, when we talk about vaccines, we talk about flu vaccines, COVID vaccines. Is it likely, if we have all these vaccines, there could be a vaccine for cancer?
Absolutely. The immune therapy for cancer is the future. Creating these monoclonal antibodies, they're like magic bullets that specifically target the cancer. Mm-hmm. That's the future. That, you know, that's how.
How far off are they, Ken? How far off do you think they are?
Well, there is immunotherapy available right now. That's Jimmy Carter with his brain cancer. Go back 10 years ago, would never be alive, and he has the good fortune. If we have a moment, I'd like to discuss some breaking news that just came out this morning. Didn't even have a chance to talk to you about. You know, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that USPSTF, that group that has a lot of clout in setting health policy in America. That's the group that for a while said, don't get a PSA, so the insurers stopped paying for it, and you know, now they're back. But that group determines what the health insurers will cover, so they're very, very influential. And they just announced this morning that they're recommending that we screen all children ages 8 and older for anxiety. And I think that's just a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm. Well, mental health issues, from my perspective, I just really think that we are way behind many other progressive countries or the G7 or the richest countries. We just don't get it. There still is that stigma, and there ought not to be. It's just something that is a part of living and coping. So having as much attention paid to the mental health is as important as paying attention to your physical health. And you act as a counselor. Don't most doctors who care, the patients come in and they have anxiety. A lot of the stress and that caused by anxiety creates heart disease. So kind of one goes with the other, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. As a cardiologist, I don't know any really good cardiologist who also isn't part-time psychiatrist. If that mental stress, that mental health is not healthy, you're not going to have a healthy circulation.
Right. Anyway, I just it's something that we continue. I love putting in all of the radio programs that I do, spirit, mind, body, together. It just makes nothing but sense. You can't have one. Nothing is isolated, and you just sort of back that up. So good. Thank you. Always have questions for Dr. Ken. You can send them to Doug@DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.